We're here at the 2017 Oklahoma Pork Congress talking today with National Pork Producer Council Senior Director Congressional Relations, Bill Davis. Bill, thank you for joining us today here.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. So, Bill, you talked a little bit today, gave folks a bit of an update on what's been going on in D.C. lately. And I know one of the big issues you've been dealing with lately have been some of these midnight GPSA rules. Last we heard, the Trump administration has extended the comment period on that. What's your thoughts on that? Where are we at?
So we're excited to see the extension of the comment periods on that. We've been very engaged both with Congress and with the incoming administration on that rule in particular, moving back out. We'd like to see that the administration ultimately pull that rule back that we feel is, again, a midnight rule dropped by the previous administration. We'd like to see it repealed completely, and we're working with the new administration and with Congress to hopefully make that happen.
And what's the concern there, really? You know, it's called the Farmer Fair Practices Rules, but is that truly going to bring fairness to the industry?
No, we don't believe so. In fact, it would do the complete opposite of that, drive concentration and would significantly lower some of the thresholds on competition and when bringing lawsuits to the marketplace. So we feel that it would do the exact opposite intent of driving fairness to the marketplace and exactly will drive concentration to the marketplace and actually take away some of that fairness that exists there.
And so obviously, you know, you all had pork producers had a great year as far as exports go, hitting record levels there. And then, of course, this summer you've got at least, what, two new processing plants coming online. Are y'all worried at all that you're going to be able to move that product? I know trade has been a huge issue for you guys.
Trade is a lifeblood issue for the pork industry. We export currently about 25% of domestic production here at the from the U.S. So we're looking very closely at opportunities to expand export growth. We were very supportive of TPP in the past, but we understand that we're not moving forward with that agreement. We have encouraged the administration and look forward to working with them on very quickly moving forward on bilateral trade deals, starting with Japan, with the UK, and with other countries as well.
Were y'all very encouraged by the United Kingdom's Prime Minister being over here visiting with Trump? I know they talked about wanting to strengthen trade ties there.
Yeah, we were encouraged by that, and obviously a great opportunity for our industry. We were also encouraged with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe coming over to the U.S. and having some conversations early on in this administration. And by all accounts, things seemed to be productive on that front, so we would encourage the administration to continue to do that and look forward to working with them throughout that process.
And how important is countries like Mexico and Canada in this NAFTA agreement? What would any disruptions do to the pork industry if those agreements were opened up for renegotiation?
Well, any disruptions would be huge for the pork industry. They're currently our second and third largest export markets. So our viewpoint on NAFTA is if we are going to move down the path with any renegotiation, we need to maintain the same level of market access in that deal or better in any renegotiation process. NAFTA was a very good deal for pork producers in the U.S. and a very good deal for many in the agriculture industry.
What about here at home? What's domestic policy look like for you guys right now?
Yeah, well, on the domestic policy front, we've been very encouraged and excited about some of the things that have been moving forward in the new administration and this new Congress. Regulatory reform, we're very excited about what we're seeing there. We're very excited to gear up for this upcoming Farm Bill debate. We've got some big priority issues that our members are looking to push, starting with an FMD vaccine bank. So we're very excited to start that process. Look forward to working with House and Senate Agriculture Committee on that front. Tax reform is another area where we're very excited and look forward to working with Congress on there. There are many issues that we've been supportive of in the past and have supported of, again, repeal of the state tax. Would be good. So, yeah, there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of things to be excited about on the domestic policy front.
Talk a little bit about that vaccine bank. You know, we've kind of talked about this with some of our listeners here recently. Are we prepared for an outbreak of disease in our industry?
Well, and that's what the biggest concern is that we're not prepared for an outbreak here in the U.S. So currently the structure of a vaccine bank is set up at Plum Island. and only covers 7 of the 23 strains of FMD that are there, and the amount of antigen concentrates is not nearly enough to treat an outbreak, especially on the larger scale if it were to occur. So we need to look to shorten that. We need to have more vaccines readily available in the event of a larger scale outbreak, and we need to make sure that we were able to have access to those vaccines in a short period of time so that we can treat anything and minimize any type of potential impacts.
And one development going on in Washington that everybody's kind of holding their breath about is the confirmation of Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. What's your thoughts on him? Is he going to be a friend to the pork industry?
Oh, yeah, we believe so very much. We've been very supportive ever since former Governor Perdue was nominated for secretary. We've signed several letters to that extent. We've been very vocal in our support. You look pretty much down the line, it's hard to find an issue where the governor hasn't been supportive. He's been extremely active and extremely supportive in expanding our export markets, and we believe will be a key figure in that aspect, and we're excited to work with him on that front. We're excited to work with him on a number of regulatory issues moving forward, and we think he's going to be a great secretary for pork and for agriculture as a whole.
And finally, moving forward, what did you just want to leave our Oklahoma pork producers here with today? What message did you want to leave them with?
That there's a lot going on in Washington right now, but we're very early stages of the process. Congress has only been, we're finishing up the fifth week of this new administration. Still working through some of the confirmation process and then filling out some of the staff below that. So very early stages in the process, a lot of irons in the fire, some very exciting things to look forward to here in the coming weeks and months.